I just wanna thank God for all the pretty women he let into my life, all the Benjamins he let me count, wealth and health for my family, and let me fall on these niggas.
Now it's a lot of bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles, and she tell me stay win, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Bottle after bottle, bottle, drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom, watch some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Shorty wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roller coaster, and I lay back.
Podcasting live from Super Church Radio, ATMs at the door. This podcast is brought to you by Cygnus.net. Get infected by the masses. Also brought to you by FanDuel, One Day Fantasy Leagues. If you're interested in gambling legally, getting paid straight to your PayPal account, email me at superchurch@gmail.com and I can hook you up. And I'll even give you your first money to start with. So get at me, superchurch.com. About and the message line put FanDuel. Alright, y'all. Today's topic is going to be called Messy Situations. It's dedicated to big-time California underground rapper. Some shit that happened to him that got me kind of pissed off in both ways. And I'm going to elaborate on that, you know what I mean? But before we get into that, y'all know football season starts tomorrow. I told y'all once football season starts, this is damn near a motherfucking gambling podcast. Because I got a gambling problem. But I'm going to give y'all tips on how to get y'all money, how y'all would come up too. Really ain't finished doing all my studying just yet for all my picks, because I gamble on like every game, excluding my Raiders. I might go over or under on that, but I can't fuck with my team, you know what I'm saying? I can't bet against my team. And I don't like what I've seen thus far, to be betting on them. So I gotta leave that shit alone. Like I said, I might fuck with the over and under or some shit like that. But I gotta get my study on. I spend my Saturdays like studying, you know what I'm saying? My gambling really ain't gambling. It's straight. Educated picks. That's what I'll say. Not even guessing. My gambling's like the stock market, you know what I mean? I probably been winning for like the last 3 years. Never really lost no real money, but I think I know what the fuck I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? I'll eventually end up starting me some type of gambling website, because, you know what I'm saying, I love that shit and I'm good at it. Okay, now, today's topic called Messy Situations. I title it that because here in California we got a rapper, pretty much a veteran rapper. His name is Messy Marv. And he's also known as the Boy Mess. You know, we go back. I remember when he first jumped in the game, you know what I'm saying? Fucking my boy JT, the bigger figure. Big, what's up? Them two, they funking right now. They don't get along. But Messy, he pretty much one of the hottest dudes out here in California. He did shit that I approve of, that a lot of California rappers don't approve of. He got the fuck up out of here, expanded, and started getting bigger and bigger. He's living in Miami, you know what I mean, doing his thing. A lot of people out here in California didn't like that. You know, a lot of people started talking bad about him because he left. You know, niggas, we ain't doing shit, dude. And then, people really got mad at him. A lot of my niggas from the Yay, which is the Bay Area, they stopped blocking my nigga because he's a blood. He turned into a blood. I think somebody put him on when he was locked up. And if you don't know about California, especially the Bay Area, ain't no Bloods and Crips. You know what I'm saying? I can't even say it's a handful. It might, you know, a few niggas, whatever, but generally speaking, ain't no Crips and Bloods in the Bay Area. But Messy Marv is a blood. I know Juice is a blood. You know, it's like I said, but it really ain't no Crips and Bloods. So a lot of people knock him for that, saying he a fake blood and this and that. Whatever, whatever. That ain't my business, you know what I'm saying? We see other people doing that shit. Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, you know what I mean? All these New Age Bloods, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of that shit going on. But, you know, me personally, that shit didn't bother me at all. You know what I mean? He said he got put on in jail. A lot of niggas get put on in jail. Most of these gangs the niggas claim don't even origin from their city, the city that you in anyway. So, I don't got no problem with that either. Okay, so Mess doing this thing, whatever. Like I say, he's like one of the biggest underground rappers we have in California. Probably doing, I would guesstimate, he's probably doing 25,000 units a project. Maybe. He's one of our biggest underground rappers. Let's put it at that. Doing shows for like 5 to 10 racks. That's good shit. Especially when you're doing like 2 shows a week. You know, that's eating. You know what I mean? That's make more money than a doctor. You know what I'm saying? Plus getting paid for verses. He getting like his $1,500 for a verse. Doing a few of them a week. This is how you eat in the rap game nowadays. So, Messi doing his thing. He's a street dude. He's from a neighborhood. Like I said, you know, he's a real street dude. All that good stuff. So he's in Reno doing a show. Get the dude, pay him in front. Some promoters pay him up front to do the show. And I never did that. Cause I've had problems promoting shows, paying cats up in front. You know, we had problems with that big time. We had to go snatch some motherfuckers out the room before. But anyway. So Messi was doing he chilling. His boy was doing the show with some cat named Hyphy De Niro. So he calling Mess like, you know, it's time for us to go on. And he said Mess ain't answering. He's knocking on Mess door, Mess ain't answering. So he like, damn, he don't know what the hell going on. So now some dudes go to his room, the promoters. Like, man, where the fuck is this, you know, beating on his door, like, man, where the nigga at? What's going on? And he's like, man, I don't know where that nigga at, you know what I'm saying, whatever. I don't know where Mess at. So the nigga's like, all right. So the niggas, they end up going to Mess door again. Dude said he went to sleep. Hyphy De Niro said he went to sleep. Niggas knocking on Mess door. Mess open it. And the rest, what we seen is being fans and journalists or whatever you want to call us, podcasters. His homies, the motherfuckers, beat him down, jumped him, like 5 niggas jumped him. Was supposed to have a gun, whatever. Even though that don't even matter, if you getting jumped by a couple niggas, ain't shit, goddamn thing you could do. Bruce Lee can't whoop 5 niggas ass. So then they took his phone and they started posting on Instagram and Twitter. Show pictures of him all fucked up. One of the pictures that I'm using for this that I'm showing a real picture of him, you know what I'm saying? That whole Mess don't think that's a disrespectful picture because it ain't. It happens, you feel me? I'm just showing that picture and I'm showing a regular picture of you too, you feel me? And that's what happened. So then the nigga stomped him out, took his shoes, his pants. Like my homeboy said, damn, he lucky he didn't take his drawers. God damn, for real. What can you do? You getting jumped by 5 niggas. Damn. Cold, ugly. So they stomped him out. I don't know if they took his chain. I heard they took a watch from him or whatever. Everything else gonna be rumors, you know. But they did post pictures of his shoes they took in his pants and in a picture of Mess fucked up, knocked out cold, stomped out. So, and what the dudes and the dudes is saying, they gave the nigga $10,000 and nigga didn't show up for the show. And like I just told you, we had to snatch some of your favorite rappers out of a room, you know what I mean? Because they was taking time saying the show wasn't packed enough and they ain't coming unless more motherfuckers get there. And these motherfuckers had already got paid. But they got paid one set, you know. You're supposed to pay a motherfucking set. But they're talking about they ain't gonna do it until we went up to the room. You know what I mean? So I understand the promoters, you know what I mean? They went out there and then, I don't know if mess got loose at the mouth or what, but, or didn't have any money or whatever, or the niggas just wasn't playing, didn't want to talk. Oh yeah, and then I'm hearing the dudes went to his room, the show was over. You know what I mean? They lost, probably took a huge loss, and he opened the door at 4 in the morning, so they probably wasn't on no talking shit. So they probably got commenced to kicking, swinging. And, man, I understand them doing that shit, for real. Even though you shouldn't bring street shit into the music business, it's going to be there. In any type of business, in a tech game, it's going to be motherfucking street shit sometime. You playing with a motherfucking money. Church. Yeah, so, I understand them dudes who stomped him out, if that's, you know what I mean? If that's what happened, and that's what it sounds like what happened. But this is what pissed me off. As y'all know, I do the interviews for Sickness.net too. And I'm on there reading the messages and shit. And I swear like 95%, it's like 10 pages of motherfuckers talking about this incident. And like 80, 90% of motherfuckers is talking about, oh, Messi went out, his career over with. Oh, he's supposed to be a gangster. I damn near want a 101 with all these niggas for acting like they some street motherfuckers, like acting like they can't get jumped, acting like they can't take an L. Messi don't lose no stripes for this. He got jumped. He said a nigga had a gun too, and only and kept the nigga didn't have a gun. He got jumped. You ain't whipping five niggas' ass. If he was running, yeah, that would mean. Actually, you could run from five motherfuckers. He still would have lost those stripes. But yeah, if he was like backing up, getting stolen, like, you know, please leave me alone, doing shit like that, okay, he could lose some stripes like that. Or if a motherfucker just going out like a punk, he could have lost some stripes. But he loses no stripes for getting his motherfucking ass whooped. I'm tell you how he lost some stripes to me for janking, you know, for trying to get over on the motherfucker, for trying to steal their money. And it's cold because I heard that, you know, I wanted to book Messi for some shit my damn self out here in the valley, in the valley of California. And guess what some motherfuckers told me? I don't fuck with Messi, he don't be showing up on everything. That's what motherfuckers straight told me. And that's a bad, man, that's a bad motherfucking, man, that's a bad title to have, man. Bad tag to have to your name, man, when you in this music business. So, but yeah, that's the only thing that I didn't like about the whole situation. But other than that, he don't lose no stripes. Motherfuckers talking about, oh, they ain't gonna play his records no more. Oh, his career over with. Oh, he went out. Where's his guns? Niggas are saying all that crazy shit. And then, actually, you know, he did some street shit. Like, man, I'm gonna take this nigga money. He was on some street shit, basically. That's what street niggas do. For dangle niggas. But he came across the wrong ones. But yeah, Mess, I know you gonna hear this shit. You don't lose no motherfucking stripes, nigga. At all. It just fucked up. Whatever y'all business arrangement was, I don't like the way that shit went down. You know, I think that was a little foul. And you know, much, man, it just get Messi ain't the only gangsta up out here. You know what I'm saying? He ain't the only nigga about. The motherfuckers wasn't playing about their 10 G's. You feel me? The motherfuckers ain't playing about their money. Motherfuckers ain't. You wanna get your head knocked off? Fuck with a nigga, bitch, and fuck with a nigga money. Them fast ways to get your head knocked off, nigga family. You know what I mean? That's the best way to get your head knocked off. Yeah, but all y'all niggas going around laughing and shit, acting like you did it. Nigga, you need that to happen to your motherfucking ass. And see how funny that shit is. Ain't a goddamn thing funny about that shit. Yeah, the motherfuckers who got problems with him, like JT, you know what I mean? That's my nigga. He was texting some shit, some shit like, yeah, the Bloods ain't fucking with you no more. You know, he liked the shit that happened because they have problems. That's understandable. Him and Messi got funk. You know, like motherfuckers say they pray for the enemies. That's some bullshit for real. Hell no, niggas don't pray for the enemies. I know I don't. But yeah, man, this is cool. I just hate the motherfucking internet thugs and even niggas on the street. I chopped over a couple niggas on the streets. It's like, damn, yeah, it's over for that nigga. Like, nigga, who is you, nigga? Didn't you just get beat up? Please, nigga. These niggas is crazy out here, man. Think they Teflon Dons. Yeah, I'm gonna end today's topic with that right there. I'm gonna lace y'all a little bit now about my football shit, my football picks. You know what I mean? Show y'all to get some money in your pocket. But keep in mind, this the first week. Niggas still barely learning this shit. So, you know, bet at your own risk. But I'm gonna give y'all some game. Okay, yeah, now I'm gonna give y'all a few tips for this football shit. I'm going through my notes, I don't play. I'm gonna give y'all two for this week. This one right here. Bet on the Panthers. Yeah, Panthers playing Seattle. But bet for the halftime. The halftime plus 1 point, Panthers. I believe that. The reason saying, you know, Panthers, they barely lose all their games at the end of the game, according to last year. And they got shit to prove. Seattle, a good team, a great team. But you know how they are on the road, too. Don't forget that. I think that's a good bet. You can fuck with it if you want to, the whole game. But I'm fucking with it for halftime. Plus 1.5. I'm going money line on that, too. But just do that. Another one I'm saying is tease. A teaser. If you ain't a gambler, this lingo don't even make no sense to you. A teaser bet. Take Buffalo with 16 and Tennessee with 13 points. $100 when you 90, you know what I'm saying? Or 1,000 when you 900. Whichever level you at, bet those. Those only two I'm going to tell you. I ain't telling you no single bets right now. Because, send some shit up to get paid for that, honestly. And also, I don't got them all done yet. I'm gonna do them all, the rest of them in the morning. I'm gonna get up like by 6 or 7 in the morning. Get all that shit together, my game right on that. But, try those. And you see how complicated those bets is. And I think you're gonna make some money. So try me out, and then you can try me out with some money. We can talk some more about the situation. You heard me? Oh yeah, y'all know I be pausing during this shit. Like you really can't tell when I be pausing. But somebody else, I talked to somebody else about the messy situation, and what we was talking about, some old gangster rap shit. Motherfucker called me talking about the shit, and I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, When you a gangster rapper, you gonna get tested. That's one thing you gotta know. When you doing gangster rap, you decide to get into that genre of music, niggas is gonna test you. No doubt. So, you gotta expect that type of shit, especially when the game is so competitive as it is now, too. It's oversaturated. So, yeah, it's gonna be real gangster. It's some real gangsters rapping. Believe that. Believe it or not, it's way too many that's faking. But there's a few gangsters out there really doing this shit. Why you think music is kind of whack now? Because a lot of motherfuckers really from the streets who rapping now. You get a deal from being just for the streets. I think I just told somebody that, or I just text somebody. I don't do the Twitter, or hit somebody on Facebook like, yeah, if you the toughest motherfucker right now, get a record deal, man. If you know him for beating all the rappers up right now, you will get a record deal. I ain't saying do that, but you will get a record deal if you did. I guarantee you. I'll get you signed. Yeah, and then, what else motherfucker was talking about? We was talking about something else. It was basically just that, though. And then I was just like, man, that's what happened, man. That's what happened. It's not surprising. And even Mess said himself. Mess, responded on Twitter. And he said that, he said what happened. Yeah, I got jumped. You know, I jumped many niggas in my life, and I've been jumped. And nigga pulled a hold on gun. Yeah, he said that shit. He said that's what happened. And this what happened to the dude, man. And any like all the dudes laughing all that shit. Most people laughing about that shit who really don't have no problem with them. They ain't from the streets. They ain't never been from the streets, and they don't have no love for nobody from the streets. Cause you in the streets, that's what happened. If you from the streets and you ain't been jumped, but you can laugh at shit like that, nah, you ain't from the streets. Motherfuckers from the streets ain't laugh at shit like that. Motherfuckers be like, damn, they got caught like that. Motherfuckers catch me like that. Damn, that make you tighten up on your shit. That shit happens to anybody. He did some scandalous shit, and some scandalous shit happened to him. Church. Yeah, but with that, y'all, I'ma end this shit. Good luck on your betting tomorrow, man. This is a hard week, especially for week one, you barely getting relaced, and the games is all hard than a motherfucker. I ain't saying that just because it's week one, but they really is some hard damn games. Let me look at it. I'm gonna throw some at y'all too. I'm gonna give y'all some more tips. Look at me, man. Look at me. I gotta get paid for this shit too from y'all. I'm making y'all. Some of y'all listen to me. Got more money than me. Y'all gonna bet more money than me and make more than me. And I'm giving y'all the game. Damn. What perv is that? All right. Patriots, Bill. We know Patriots gonna win, but I took points, man. Titans and Steelers. I don't know what's up with that. But I told you to take them points on that. Falcons, the Saints, serious. Tip I'm gonna get y'all is this. Saints whoop their ass like all the times with Breeze and they coach. They done lost twice since when Breeze played with Sean Payton when they together. So you go there, but you gotta give up 3 points. That's game to y'all on that. Buccaneers and Jets, boy, Jets is like horrible. Buccaneers looking horrible, but they really ain't that horrible though. So get that 3 points. Chiefs and Jags, everybody think Chiefs gonna be good this year. I ain't saying I just gonna raid. I think that's phony baloney. I can't rock with the Jags either. So I'm gonna leave that there. Seattle's and Panthers, told y'all about that. Bengals and Bears. Bears -3. Take that. Bet on the Bears. Dolphins and Browns. Bet on Dolphins. Take that. Dolphins gonna be half as good this year. They lost most of their games. They lost like 5 or 6 games by less than 7 points. All the info's in my brain. Vikings and Lions. 4.5. Yeah, man, they just can't win with just Peterson. He the truth, but they just can't win with them. Lions look like a baby. New Orleans. Bet on Lions. Raiders and Colts. I ain't gonna talk about that. Raiders my team. Packers and 49ers. Damn. I'll leave that one alone. Cardinals at Rams. Rams give them 4.5. I think they're going to win, but they give them 4.5. You make your own choice out of that. Giants and Cowboys. Cowboys always lose to Giants at home. They got to stop that this year. Cowboys going to win that. That straight. I bet they're going to win by 3.5. Eagles and Redskins. Redskins ain't going to do as good as they did last year. I don't know how Vic is, so leave that alone. Texans and Chargers. Bet $1 million on Texans. But don't get that 3.5. Now, you'll get that 3.5, but don't bet the million. Bet million on the straight, you hear me? With that, I'm out, y'all. Feel free to be yourself, because everybody else is taken. Church.
I just want to thank God for all the pretty women he led into my life. All the Benjamins he let me count. Wealth and health for my family. And let me fall on these niggas.
Now it's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles, and she tell me stay win, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church. I'll pray. Bottle after bottle, drinking till I.